Back inside the Wally Vadun Arena, Jeff Dick here with you on a Friday night. And we are getting set for period number two between the Vegreville U18 Wranglers and Lloydminster. It is our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast brought to you by Dairy Queen in Vegreville, where the Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard is now available. Enjoy Oreo cookie pieces, cocoa fudge, and choco chunks blended with DQ's famous vanilla soft serve to Blizzard perfection and garnished with whipped topping. It's all there now at Vegreville Dairy Queen. Taking a look at what's going on around the NHL tonight. Only three games on the schedule. Minnesota Wild up 2-1 on the Penguins. That's midway through the second period. Also midway through the second, Rangers up 2-1 on the Blackhawks. That is an original six matchup there. And the late game has the Oilers in Anaheim to take on the Ducks. Puck drop in that one set for about 10 minutes from now. Busy Saturday in the NHL as well with plenty of Canadian content. Dallas and Montreal. Flames taking on the Islanders. The Canucks visiting Detroit. Also, we'll see the Battle of Ontario as the Maple Leafs visit Ottawa. Winnipeg Jets on home ice taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the Oilers continuing that California road swing tomorrow as well. They're in L.A. to battle the Kings. Here tonight, 20 minutes done, and the hometown Wranglers have built themselves a 2-0 lead. Goals from Carter Ogrodnik, his 11th on the year, and Cameron Paulsett, his 8th. As they lead the visitors from Lloydminster, out shooting them as well, 16-6. Only one power play in that first period, and that was Vegreville's. They are 0-1. We'll see what happens as the two teams get ready to take the ice here in the second. Again, our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast, always a whole lot of fun. We've spent some time with all the different age groups here in Vegreville Minor Hockey, and this our final weekend. We've got the U18s tonight. Tomorrow morning, make sure you're tuned in at 10:30 for our final Big League broadcast. We'll be with the U11s as they take on Provost. Could be a fun one there. And then, of course, tomorrow night, we're with the Vegreville Rangers as well. They wrap up their regular season in the NEA-JBHL. One more game for them before the start of the postseason as they play host to the Lloydminster Bandits. An 8 o'clock puck drop on that one. All right here and all on your home for hockey, Country 106. Well, here come the visitors from Lloydminster out for the start of the second period. Being led out by netminder Brecken Parkoma. Parkoma with a busy first period, 16 shots on goal. Couple of heart-stopping saves. Only two get past him, though. One on a point shot and one on a great individual forecheck effort from Cameron Paulsett. We'll see what the second period holds for us. As we can thank another one of our great sponsors in Nutrien Ag Solutions for all of your farm input needs and cutting-edge technologies. Visit Nutrien Ag Solutions in Vegreville, Harry Hill, and Innisfree. Proud supporter of Vegreville Minor Hockey, farming for excellence. Jeff Dick with you on a Friday as the hometown Wranglers take to the ice. Wranglers in their home black jerseys with the red and white trim. Blazers wearing the road whites with the red and black trim. Taking his spot between the pipes, Dylan Lazaruk. Some good size on him for a netminder. Not too busy in the first, only the six shots on goal. According to the NEAHL website, Lazaruk, 8 games played in this season, a record of 3-2. Save percentage of .213 and a sparkling save percentage of .930. We'll see if that can continue here against Lloydminster. Off the draw, second period is on, and it is the Wranglers with possession first. There a pass, though, going to be picked off, and that one dumped into the zone by Cohen Chokin. That one going to be dumped out of the zone here by the Wranglers, the captain Ogrodnik. Racing back to get it is Kyler Siegel. Moves then across to Chokin. Chokan's pass just going to be broken up and again cleared here. But nobody's going to touch this one. Going to be an icing call against Lloydminster to bring that one back. Wranglers sending out Kokatin to take the draw. You'll be flanked by Logan Chorney and Tristan Billick. Olenek and Gladue making up the defensive pair here. It's going to get knocked past Olenek and all the way down right in on the netminder, and that will force Lazarek to make a save and to hold on to it. Another faceoff inside the Vegreville zone. Kokatin lining up for the draw against Hunter Spilchuk. Spilchuk wins this one over to his winger, Kashton Faka, puts it down low. Wranglers get to it first, trying to get it out of the zone, have a little bit of difficulty with it here. And instead sent down low by the Blazers. Olenek on it, manages to get one around the boards. Nice little play off the boards by Billick and moved ahead. Watch out, here comes Kokatin. Pass to the middle for Chorney, and he just misses the net. Gorgeous setup, but he can't find it. Now Gladue with a shot from the point. That'll be deflected right over to Billick. Back to Gladue. Tries for another one, just puts that one into the corner. Pops out for Kokatin. Far side. Moving to the middle, comes into the slot. Backhander, a little flutterer that's going to go wide. Behind the net, Billick gets a piece of it, plays it to the corner for Chorney. Chorney back down low for Billick, leaves for Chorney, has it behind the net. Chorney taking it to the corner, tries to go back for Kokatin, but this one's going to be broken up. And the Blazers got it as far as the blue line, kept alive there by Gladue. Sends one down low and again shot around the boards. Billick again keeps it alive. Plays it down low for Kokatin. Max Kokatin rounds, now plays it down low for Chorney. Chorney takes the hit, still controlling the puck, into the corner. Scott Kokatin looks for a pass up the middle. That one's broken up. They get it to the blue line and now poke past Gladue and down the ice. So Olenek's got to go chasing that one. All the way back, coming out, Reed Olenek. Olenek building up speed, gets across center and gets tripped up. Puck goes into the zone. Blazers cough it up here. Now walking in front is Kokatin. He's denied by Parkoma. Kokatin gets it back along the boards, getting shoved. Does manage to flip it over to Reed Olenek, who's got room for a shooting lane. Takes the shot off of the man in front, Morrow. It will go wide. Back to the point. Another shot deflected into the corner. Morrow tries to swing one back to the point. This will get touched up, and we do get a whistle. As it looks like the Wranglers may have got caught with the extra man out there. As one who jumped on for a line change touched that puck before his man coming off had exited, and it is going to be in too many men on the ice call. First power play of this game for Lloyd Minster. Our broadcast brought to you in part by NB Boutique. The only NB you need this year is NB Boutique, with clothes for women of all sizes and a small selection for men, too. Looking fabulous is the name of the game. Power play chance here for the visitors from Lloyd Minster. And they get something going, get back in this one. Wranglers win the draw and dump it all the way down the ice. Parkoma out of his net. Plays it to the sideboards. Nobody there but Paulsett. Paulsett's going to get tied up along the boards, but he's more than content to just kill off a few seconds. Now the puck knocked free. And the Blazers get one ahead. With speed up over the line, trying to cut their way in. It's just going to roll there. Second chance denied as well by Lazarek. That was Kashton Faka leading that rush. Another shot towards the net. Knocked down at the side, just picked up and cleared by the defense. Parkoma plays it into the corner. Nobody there but McNiven. Sends it to the other corner, and now the Blazers start out again. Trying to make that pass to the middle of the ice. It'll be pushed into the zone by Connor Erickson. Ogrodnik on it. Holds. Saucers one all the way down the ice. Blazers on it quickly. But Shaq comes in, takes the puck away, dumps it in deep. First minute 10 gone in the penalty. Shaq with a great job on the forecheck here, as the Blazers having some trouble leaving their own zone. Now they'll get a chance to do just that. Cohen Chocan crosses the line, but we get a whistle and an offside call. And we'll get another faceoff with 4:33 gone here in the second period. 33 seconds left of power play time. Max Kokotin out to take the draw against Ben Wierichowski. This one stays caught up in skates, now pushed back to Gladu. He'll just play that one ahead, where it's dumped right back in by Wandler. Olenek back to get this one for the Wranglers. Bumps with his man, Wierichowski, keeping it alive. They play it down low. Nobody there but Gladu. And now Caden Gladu in behind the net, and he gets pushed. Puck comes free. Olenek comes in trying to help out. Kokotin grabs it. He will dump it out to center. Corral there. And the Blazers trying to turn it around as the penalty has expired. Blazers forced back into their own zone. Long pass up to center ice. Taken there by Edwards, who will just dump one in. Caden Gladu back to get it in the corner. Plays that one over to his defensive partner, Rito Linick. Now ahead for Chorney, a little tip to Kokotin. Kokotin ahead, he's got Billick. Billick trying to cut wide, forced down low by Wandler. Now both teams dig for one in the corner. Billick gets knocked down, puck comes free. Kokotin is on it. At the sideboard, still holding it. Nice pass through and across. Gladu moves in. Sean, what a snag of a save by Parkoma. Gladu caught with a gorgeous pass from Kokotin. And coming in on the wing, lets that shot go for the top corner. What a save by Brecken Parkoma. Flashing the leather and taking that one away. It stays 2-0, 14-11 to go in the second period. And it is the Blazers with possession off the faceoff. Get it to the point. Stemberger keeps it alive. First shot stopped. Freed had a chance at a rebound, but he's pushed off the puck. The power play time left here for Lloyd Minster. They put it in the zone, but right on the stick of Gladu, and he's content to just flutter one into the zone. Blazers send a long pass ahead, but again out of reach of the intended target, and right to Olenek. Olenek gets a stick on it and puts it in deep. And again, the Lloydminster defense back on it. Only 10 seconds left in this power play. And their power play has really been hemmed up by this Wrangler PK. Now they start out, but the penalty has expired. Buck ahead, they're over the line, lose control of it, and it's cleared out to center. Now pushed back to Gladu, and Gladu's going to push some speed up here. Loses the puck, though, and it rolls into the zone. Now touched up by Shaq, and it will be an offside, so we'll get a whistle with 4:45 to go in the second. 3-0 Bagwellville here in our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. Brought to you in part by J&S Moving Limited, locally owned and operated out of Bagwellville. J&S Moving Limited will make your next move a stress-free one. With over 35 years of experience in the moving industry, J&S Moving will get you, your family, and your items where they need to be. Face off in the Wrangler zone. One back to the defense of the Blazers. They try to get a shot through. This one's going to go wide. Oh, Grodnik. In a battle here, gets that puck free, flips one off the glass. Can't get it out of the zone, though. Now pinching over, trying to do so is Stemberger. He will. Freed, forced to push it back into his own zone to Ogrodnik. Now Ogrodnik from behind his own net. He's going to try a long pass up the middle. That bobbles off a couple of different players, but gets deep into the zone. Now they come out with it again. Long pass. Edwards is there. Edwards tries a long shot, just going to whistle wide. Met by Paulson, moves it to the middle for Morrow. Morrow tries to give this one back to Freed. Little discombobulation here. They're over the line, but lose possession. And watch out, here comes Vagreville, getting to center, dumping one in. Not chasing after this puck. Paulson to it first. Coming in, trying to help out there was Morrow. Had a couple of Blazers in there as well. Along the sideboards, gets to the point. Stemberger keeps it alive. And will play it into the corner. Again, a clearing attempt here by the Blazers. And again, not out. Kept alive here by Paulsett only for a moment. Now coming in is Stemberger. Stemberger does keep it alive. To Morrow, there's a shot. He puts one off the bar. Oh, almost caught for Coma napping there. Now another one into the corner. They try to get that one back to the front. Instead, it's Morrow behind the net. Back to the point. Long shot won't get through traffic. And the Blazers will start up with this one. Over the line, long shot, stopped and up and out of play off of Lazaruk. But again, fantastic job by this Wrangler team. Really doing a good job keeping Lloyd Minster hemmed up on their side of the ice, keeping that puck in the offensive zone after clearing attempt after clearing attempt. And now 2:45 remaining in the period. Face off inside Vegreville territory. Shots on goal reading 26-12. Off the draw. Wranglers do get it ahead. This is Chorney. Chorney moves the puck across. There's a shot. What a stop by Parkoma to Rob Gladue. Another brilliant save. Parkoma in this period, man, oh man, has pulled out some dandies. But not getting any help from the offense as of yet. Off the draw now. Chorney lays it to the corner. This one's going to be sent back to the point. Gladue knocks it over to Olenek. Olenek ahead for Kokutin. Back to Olenek. Wind and fire. Tipped. That one stopped by Parkoma again. Still controlling it here as Kokutin gives it over to Gladue. Gladue winds and fires, and that one off the side of the net. In behind the net, both teams dig. Comes free for the Blazers. A centering attempt popped in the air. Comes down, and Lloyd Minster gets it up to center. They will dump that one in. 2 minutes left to go in the period. Kokutin to it first. Plays it behind his own net for Olenek. Back to Kokutin. Long pass ahead finds Billick. Billick has it knocked away at center. And from center, dumped right back in by Connor Erickson. That'll be picked up there by Gladue of the Wranglers. Chaz Wandler stopped it at the blue line. Only for a moment, though. Gladue picks it up. Sends that one in. He was well behind the line, though. It will be an icing call against Vegreville. 1:29 to go in the second period. 3-0 the score. Vegreville leading. Had goals from Carter Ogrodnik and Cameron Paulsett in the first. Grayson Morrow getting a power play goal in this second period. Another face-off in the Vegreville end. And off the draw, played to Ogrodnik. Wrangler captain holding it behind his own net. Plays it out to Stemberger. Nice pass gets to Lazotte and over the blue line. Now Lazotte pressured. Puck comes free and watch out at Stemberger. Stemming the tide, gets over the blue line. Still controlling this one. Now dishes the puck off and finds McNiven. McNiven moves his way in. Backhand chance just stopped again. Boy, oh boy, Brecken Parkoma with another amazing save. And now dumped in from center by Lloyd Minster. Wranglers in their own zone, playing it around the boards. Finds Stemberger. Stemberger down the ice, taken there by Lloyd Minster. They play it right in front of their own bench and now slap it in deep. 30 seconds on the clock. Lazaruk out of his net. Leaves it for Stemberger. Ahead to McNiven. McNiven pass to Shaq. Has it over the line. Tries to drop back for McNiven, but now the puck goes into the corner. Both teams getting a stick on this one. We do get a whistle. Referee's arm up, and looks like we're going to get an interference call. Now there were two players from each team that went into that corner. Who's going to be the one that they grab here? This is one of those that could kind of go either way. It looks like it's going to be somebody from the Blazers. And they've got the door open for Cale Edwards. Interference is the call. So another power play chance for Vegreville. One for one in this period. 18 seconds all that's left, though. And right away, they get the puck to Ogrodnik at the point. Let's a shot go off the glove hand of the netminder. They get it back to Ogrodnik again. There's a big blast. Stopped. Second chance. Couldn't get it under control. Now a second chance. Swept off the goal line and saved from harm's way as the horn sounds. Wranglers pushing for one there, but not going to find it. And that power play will carry over into period number three. Let's take a look at our scoring summary so far in this one, taking you back to that first period. First goal coming on a point shot from Carter Ogrodnik at 16:02, 11th of the season for him. The assist to Max Kokotin. Then at 18:05, Cameron Paulsett, a great individual effort, forechecking, steals the puck, slides it under the netminder for an unassisted marker, 8th on the year for him. That made it 2-0 Vegreville after one. Only one goal to tell you about in that second period. And it comes at the 12:30 mark on the power play. A beautiful drop pass by Drayden Lazat to Grayson Morrow. He goes 5-hole, 8th of the year for him. And that is where we sit through 40 minutes. 3-0 Vegreville on top. So on the power play in that period, Vegreville 1-for-1. They are 1-for-2 on the night. And in the middle of power play number 3, they'll have a minute 42 seconds to start the third period. Meanwhile, on the other side, Lloyd Minster went 0-for-3. On the power play in that period, that's where they sit for the game, 0-for-3. Shots on goal in that period, 15 by Vegreville. Two-period total of 31. On the other side, 6 for Lloyd Minster. It's a two-period total of 12. And Vegreville holding a 3-0 lead as we get set for period number 3. A big thank you again to our sponsors, including Volton Electric. Get that spark in your life with Volton. They specialize in residential and commercial services, including trenching for underground installation and farm wiring and aeration. Third period right around the corner, and make sure you're tuned in during the postgame show as well. We'll select our Country 106 player of the game, and that player will win a free medium blizzard, compliments of our friends at Dairy Queen in Vegreville, all a part of our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast with the stars of Vegreville Minor Hockey. We're going to send it back to our world headquarters. We've got a quick commercial break, the news, sports, and weather. And period number 3 on the other side, it's your home for hockey. It's Country 106.